May the Lord help us to commence our worship today with hymn number 378. 378. A beggar poor at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Thou knowest my need is great indeed. Lord, hear me when I cry. Hymn 378.
Thank you. Let us read together the Word of God in the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 3. The third chapter in the Gospel according to St. John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel? And knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. It says discovered. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them, and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him, and rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, and I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. No man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony is set to his seal, that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. The Lord bless his word and help us in prayer. My Lord, we do seek that help to approach unto thee with grace in our hearts. A little sweet renewing of thy help and love. Lord, it is the Sabbath. We want the Lord of it. We want the God of all grace to come where we are and set us free from every carking care. We desire, Lord, that thou be with us as we plead that name, the only name we can plead. And we ask again that thou remember us in another time when we draw near. May the Lord draw near and go with us. Now, Lord, we desire to confess our sins. For that, Lord, we need thy Spirit and the enlargement of heart and knowledge and a sweet understanding that thou wilt be inquired of, and that thou wilt hear the prayer of the destitute. And thou wilt remember those, Lord, that would see Jesus. And those, Lord, that have come perhaps with longing hearts. And those that seek thee, Lord, in a time when thou mayest be found. Perhaps young hearts, Lord, that are seeking thee, how we pray for them. And thou wilt bless us with them. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those that are heavy laden, exactly as we've been singing. Lord, those that may feel minished and brought low. And those, Lord, that may need a real lift. Oh, we pray that thou wilt hear us and remember us as we come before thee. We seek also, Lord, that there may be that witness of thy Spirit, with our spirit to raise us up and impart, Lord, some sweet knowledge of thee, Lord. We pray that the Father might be graciously pleased to show us from that high abode the sweet glories of his own dear Son, which thou dost reveal to those that truly ask. So help us, we pray. Lord, we seek also for any that are especially cast down, or any in affliction's path. Any, Lord, that we bear before thee that find it hard to come with such a load of sin. For any, Lord, that are troubled and distressed perhaps, and they're very cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? What thou disquieted within me. Oh, there may be many like that. And we pray that thou hear us, Lord, for the very little ones, and preserve and watch them over them, Lord, and do make them a seed to be in thy hand. We love them and pray that thou bless each one. And Lord, it's the older ones. We have to pray that thou open hearts and thou grant knowledge of God and a blessing that will remain. And we pray, Lord, that thou hear us now as we ask for the churches, the help of God to be known. Lord, to revive thy work in the midst of the years. Indeed, do hasten. Oh, we are brought low. But yet there is a God in heaven. Dear Nehemiah found it so. And so may we too. Oh, we would spread our concerns before thee and the many things that come and desire to bring them unto Jesus with every load, every burden and care. And we pray, Lord, also that thou remember our land. Oh, deliver it from the present evil world. And Lord, do return unto us as in years gone by. Lord, remember us in these dark, solemn days, and do come. And grant, Lord, some sweet intimation that thou art coming, some realization that the Lord reigneth, some deliverance from the power of sin and uncleanness. Lord, what can we say? And we look to ourselves firstly. Lord, forgive our own sins. And remember us still as we plead for our land and for thy help to be known. And Lord, do we not desire to seek there might be something that shall remain, some sweet token that the Lord reigneth. Blessed be my rock. Some sweetness in that name above every name. Some realization that the Lord has been here this day. Some help indeed to those in the Sunday school. And Lord, we pray that thou hasten now. Come, for we come short. Lord, we are very poor. We've been singing about it. Well, we need thee, Lord, to arise. We want some token that thou art with us. And we have done all these things at thy word. Need thee, Lord, to hasten to come upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Come, Lord Jesus. One has said, come quickly. Desire to thank thee for every mercy. Oh, Lord, what can we say but thou art good? Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We pray that thou bless this house of prayer and the deacons and those, Lord, that carry burdens. And we pray that thou hear us, Lord, for a day of blessing here, that it may be said that we have found him. Any, Lord, that have ventured hard, do we bring them sweetly onwards. For any, Lord, that are cast down, help them, we pray. But, Lord, do come, and may the Lord be magnified. May there be a sweet lifting up by the Spirit of yon lovely man in many hearts. And, Lord, begin with me. We ask that thou hear us now in that heavenly place where we are so often glad to read that the Lord is there, to hear and answer prayer, to undertake for the oppressed, those, Lord, that have huge petitions, large petitions with thee bring. Lord, do come and help us now. May we be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message, but not without thankfulness. Lord, that ever thou hast delivered us from the things of this poor dying world, and granted that desire for those things which are eternal. Oh, what hath God wrought in ever bringing us out of this poor dying world, seeking unto thee, and saying, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And hither we are come, Lord, so full of need. We like the hymn, the truth of it, how poor we are, and yet thou art rich. Come, Lord, remember each cause represented, and hear us for a day of blessing. Oh, we do ask that thou art hasten to come now in the singing of thy worthy praises. Lord, do receive our poor petitions. They need thy merits. We need thy acceptance. Need thee, Lord, to forgive our many sins and receive us graciously. And do help us now to fall into thy hands. Lord, leave us not to be a hindrance. Come, Lord Jesus. Help us to bless thee as we ought, and seek nevertheless that thou wilt come, Lord, and leave some sweet tokens today to the goodness of our God. We ask all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 758. 758. Sons of God in tribulation, let your eyes the Saviour view. He's the rock of our salvation. He was tried and tempted too, all to succour every tempted, burdened son. Hymn 758.
by the help of God, direct you to the third chapter here of the Gospel according to St. John. And our mind is directed to verse 29 into verse 30. St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 29 into verse 30. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. We trust we are led, the Lord, to this part of the holy word of God. Friends, it does need the Lord to direct us by his sweet spirit. Where to? Friends, the heavenly bridegroom. That's the subject here. Oh, what a sweet account it is. The Lord directs us to the sweet truth that lies here by the forerunner, even John the Baptist. Those things that the Lord had put sweetly into his heart. Friends, what an increase he had of the sweet knowledge of the bridegroom. What a sweetness there is in the word concerning that those that belong to the bridegroom, the friends of the bridegroom. Friends, are there any like that here? And not much, but some humble way they now belong unto their God by grace, but how low they feel to be. I want to hasten to the words here that seem to stand out to me, perhaps especially in these words, because of the bridegroom's voice, as if that takes up especially my thoughts. And coming among you, I hope it is not without the appointing of the Lord. So we notice the setting of the word, that there was a questioning and a great matter with some of John's disciples and the Jews. Friends, let us hasten from it. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, and so on, the same is he that baptizeth. And all men come to him. And friends, what a God-taught man he was. Friends, he was the forerunner, wasn't he? Very favoured was John the Baptist. And a faithful man too. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Friends, that's where we take our stand. Oh, that the Lord may grant a little sweetness from that fullness. We have it just over the page, don't we? In the first chapter. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and so on. John bear witness of him. Friends, how deeply was he blessed with the fullness. That's what we need this morning. That fullness of God. The poor, empty, needy souls. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Are there some like that? Or the law indeed was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I was thinking about it. The Lord grant a little of this fullness, friends, that will do us good. Perhaps especially those that have to wait upon him. And then it does seem as if there's something that I must try to speak from here in this part of the Word of God. We leave aside the part here where we read so much of God and his love. We do not leave it aside, friends. It's the subject, really, of the Scriptures. But it's how this love might be known. For God so loved the world. Well, there may be many attempts to answer it. Friends, what we need is the truth of it here, as it belongs to the heavenly bridegroom and the love he has to his bride. That's it, isn't it? Where would you and I be but for the love of the bridegroom? Friends, going the wrong way, I'm sure. Turning aside, and some of us went a long way. But what brought you back? Was it not the love of the bridegroom? We have a part, friends, that's full of Christ here. Or that we might be able to leave everything for it, as it were. He said, "You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him." So such was the preeminence, that there was a forerunner for him, for the church of God, and every seeking soul. Oh, remember that, friends. There is one so sweetly made known who, in the glorious office of the forerunner, is pleased as the heavenly bridegroom, ready to come and convey and bring truth, righteousness, and grace for those that hasten to come, although very poor. Those that perhaps come and say, "But yes, I've heard many times that God loves the world, but what about me?" Friends, where would you be this morning without the hedging up of your way? Without being brought even right into God's house? Once it wasn't on your in your thoughts, perhaps, but here you are. Friends, what is the matter of it? The subject, it's the bridegroom. The bride. And the bride is his church. Make no mistake about it. Oh, friends, it's the love by which God loves. We have it, do we not, in the first part? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever that believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, but it's very clearly that when we seek to preach or to do anything, really, we need to find the whole matter, friends. It's what God is to sinners in love to their poor souls until they're brought nigh and given a sweet knowledge of the Saviour and the purpose of the Lord to be sweetly known. Those that we perhaps think about here that are seeking the Lord with their faces, dear Lord, I want to come as God may help me. I desire to seek and to bring this word that has been on my mind. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. There's a few things there that I would desire to bring before you. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Let me look at it as God may help me. It really is needing me to speak of this one who has the bride, isn't it? If we look at it closely, he that hath the bride. Well, what does it mean to you and me? Oh, this glorious one that is so made known here. Really, it's in the preaching of the gospel that we need that the Lord to open our heart and eyes and hearts too, like Lydia. She began to know a few things, didn't she? And the Lord opened her heart. Are there any like that? Say, ah, but my heart is so bad. Well, seek a good heart from the Lord, friends. You'll find he'll answer you in his time, in his way. But you won't find it in the world. Some of us went a long way, but not to the satisfying of the new birth, not to the truth as it is when the Lord takes possession. The poor sinners, ever so gently sometimes. It's a wonder that the Lord has anything to do with poor sinners. But oh, it says, doesn't it, thy gentleness hath made me great. So I want to come down to those that wonder if they have any interest and any part in the text this morning. He that hath the bride is a bridegroom. Well, really it's his love. Many sweet hymns about it. You love me notwithstanding all. Oh, the perversity of our ways. Friends, going the wrong way as hard as we could and sinning against the Holy Spirit, but for abounding grace. I want to make that clear. Oh, to bring back these characters. And friends, what way is it that you've had to go over? Is it part world and part of this gospel? No, friends, God will have all the heart, won't he? Oh, but how far short we come. These are real things to preach about. The Lord's love to poor sinners, lest they should sink forever and go down and down further into the bottomless pit. Oh, what sweet things must we notice here, friends, that the Lord that leaves a sweet part for the consideration of his dear people. I want to notice, as God may direct me, what these words may mean. He that hath the bride is a bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Again, it's before my heart, friends. Because of the bridegroom's voice. I'm sure there's something here that God may bring to those that really do need the Lord. Perhaps a little closer, I think of these words in the spirit of the gospel. Well, what a good part if the Lord directs us to it by his sweet spirit. As if we might be directed the more clearly to his sweet word, those that perhaps need the Lord especially. Perhaps especially in the word of God's grace here, we may notice that the bride, the bridegroom, and the friend of the bridegroom want to bring some thoughts to bear like that. That the matter for our consideration, at least this morning, is this. the faithfulness of John, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. Well, that's our mercy, friend. Oh, what a sweet mercy if we know something of what these words really mean. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. And then I want to notice here these words that seem to abide on my heart, as if we might be the better acquainted by God's sweet grace of the blessing whereby God blesses his people. Let me direct you to it a little closer. He that hath the bride is a bridegroom. As if I put it another way, friends, that is the greatest gift he can bestow. The poor, guilty, ruined sinner. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Well, what would you count his unspeakable gift? Would it not be the richness of his love? Jesus loved me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood. Our friends, there's love in that, isn't there? Let me try and seek to speak from it as it may arise up in my heart. There's a sweet part, isn't there, in the Word of God, where it was asked of Solomon what would his request be. Well, friends, I venture to say, in the preaching of the gospel, in the coming, the likeness, the truth of his coming, would it not be this? That you might know the bridegroom this morning. The bridegroom, not without his bride, can't be one, can there? But with the sweetness, the Saviour's love, for those that are really there at enmity with the bridegroom. Do you believe that? I hope there's none find fault with that, friends. They don't know their heart if they do. Oh, how wretched. How ruined. How worldly. How guilty beyond all expression. How opposed to God and godliness. Have you walked in it? Perhaps you're walking in it now and say, Lord, what shall I do? Friends, seek for God's mercy. That's what you need, and that's what I need especially. I want to come to it, friends. It's this love that is sweetly made known here. No other place will you find it in the world but in God's word. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Oh, the sweetness of it, friends, is this. You can't ask more than that. But dear Solomon, other characters ask of him. And indeed, he gives wisdom to all men liberally. But then there's this anxious inquiry in young hearts. They may not be able to say much, but deep in their hearts is a desire to know the Lord. Deep in their hearts is a hunger and thirst after righteousness. It behoves me to try and speak to young ones. I do try to. Oh, that there is one here, friends, that is pleased in his word. You know, it's that account where he bows down his ear to hear. And also, friends, he is the friend of sinners. But then there's these seekers. Is he a friend of them? Friend. Let me put it like this. it pleases God to hear prayer. We can't tell why. We can't begin to understand the loving kindness of the Lord. But these characters, I want to gather them up. God may help me that there is a sweet purpose of God for them in seeking the Lord. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. I wonder if it may be a word in season. As if this one is most especially brought before the hearts of those that seek the Lord. Perhaps it's in the word here that I want to come to. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. There's something here that seems to stand out to me. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him. A few things there, isn't there? And rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. I thought about it. I want to seek the Lord about the word of his grace here. And those that, they do need the bridegroom for their poor soul. Need the Lord to direct their hearts and lead them through perhaps some great trouble. But then I want to look at it a little closer. There's something I haven't really got to yet. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Now what is that, friends? It's the fullness. Now I want to come to it. It's this word that seems to speak so sweetly of the love by which God loves his bride. Oh, have you ever thought about it? Oh, it needs the Lord, doesn't it? Oh, to open unto you his love until you'll be able to rejoice then. Say, never knew it like this. It's a good day, isn't it? When the Lord says, come unto me, all you that labour and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. It's his love, isn't it? Let me try and speak of it. It does seem to be the sum and substance of our thoughts here a little. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. My friends, that really, they're all is bound up in the Lamb. They're all is nothing worth, if their religion's right, that is. Where they have nothing but what is in Christ. And they're so full of sin that they wonder if ever God can dwell here, as the word proclaims. Perhaps a little further. It seems to guide my thoughts here. Oh, what a part it is. If God may direct me a little further this morning. It's for the encouragements and blessing of the bride now. It's that truth as it is in Jesus. There's something here I must try to notice. It's these characters that they wonder if the Lord is with them or no. They wonder if they might presume to call him theirs. They wonder if the Lord is with them or they have done all these things. These words, perhaps in some particular way, there may be a part that is especially before some of you. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Well, friends, what has the Lord given you from heaven? Say it's everything for a poor sinner. I've got nothing to plead. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Any like that. Let me look at it a little further. It is perhaps in this verse or the part of it. He that hath the bride. No, it seems to me that it speaks of the greatness of his love, friends. I'll get beyond it, I hope, but it's this enlargement of it. It hath the bride. The bride. Oh, it's the purchase, isn't it? By his precious blood, that's what it is. It's the greatness of it. A little touch of it will do you good. It's as if he has purchased this bride and made him so complete. Made them so complete. This bride made the bride so complete in the truth as it is in Jesus. Now what we need is the Lord to direct us a little further. Before the word really opens up, doesn't it? The friend of the bridegroom wants to come to that. But then just a few thoughts further. It seems as if there is something here that God may direct us to by his sweet grace. It goes on a little further, but I want to notice what these words may mean this morning. It's the sufficiency of Jesus Christ. You know, friends, isn't it so in life's journey that when the bridegroom takes his bride, all her debts are discharged? Speak very carefully about it. They don't have to go to somewhere else with them, do they? They have to bring their lot, their humble lot, their losses perhaps in the way, the trials of the way, the sorrows that may belong to the bride. Let me look at it a little further. It's what the Lord is, friends, to his dear people. Let me try and notice it as it pleases the Lord. It does seem as if there is plenty here, friends, for gracious consideration. A vital turning aside unto whether we know the bridegroom or not? Am I his or am I not? Whether we're in possession of the truth as it is in Jesus, what he is to poor sinners, friends, he is by his bride, full of grace and truth. There's something here that has occupied my thoughts. As if the Lord will perhaps let it down a little into the hearts of those who are in some trouble or other. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Now, friends, it's his possession. The bride. And all their sorrows too. Cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Or some great need, especially spiritually, or for the living portion, for the Lord to make known the word of his grace, which has got the fullness of God's love in it. I would seek to hasten about it. Friends, it's this greatness of God's love shed abroad in the hearts of his people. You know, there's a great depth we haven't got to really yet, have we? It is that by love that he suffered, bled and died. You can't remove God's love from it. It's the sum of it. I want to be careful about it. Love that brought him from the height of heaven. The sweetest obedience unto his Father. And by the word and commission of the Father, he loved whomsoever he will love. And it's this love I want to notice in the bridegroom, as if, friends, there's something to learn here. It's opposite to the love of the world. And men go after it, don't they? Such were some of you. How fruitless. How we need the Lord to grant us a good and gracious portion. Friends, it's in the love of Christ. What a sweet theme that is. Oh, it's in the sweet perfection of God, isn't it, that he loves sinners so much that he will not let them go, but brings them again upon his shoulder. He brings them back when they have gone astray like a lost sheep. Read about it. Friends, it's the love whereby God loves that cannot be measured. Now, we can speak about it. What we need, friends, is the Lord to touch our hearts with it, or grant the sweet knowledge of it until all things else are dung and dross, says the hymn writer, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, which is through the faith of Christ. What think ye of Christ? Well, I venture to say, friends, that we don't know anything at all, but by the sweetest merits, gift and blessing of the bridegroom making known himself to these characters, friends, that are so guilty and yet love by love divine. Oh, there's many sweet hymns about it. Friends, it's this greatness of this love. So much so that if I could really preach, friends, it would be that God loves these sinners through the bridegroom. That he will love them freely. He'll receive them as poor, wretched sinners. But he'll not send them back, you know. There's never a true bridegroom that doesn't love his bride. I don't care for what I say. It's this truth, friends, as it speaks of the fruit of his love in the lives of his people. They love him in return. They love him that loved them first and brings them nigh by the blood of his cross. Oh, let me look at it a little further. There is a sweet fullness of it. There's something else you've noticed, I'm sure. Friends, these things are so wonderful. And the friends of the bridegroom notice. They notice the change, perhaps, that God has wrought. He brought them back. But they don't say much because they fear to presume. Friends, be careful. Friends, this bridegroom requires the love of poor sinners, but it's by grace alone. If you love me, keep my commandments is a beautiful example of it. Another aspect of it, friends, that it is all of God's love to perfect this salvation. Friends, it's by the love of God, which passeth knowledge. Oh, it's a part I want to notice quickly. Perhaps you may notice it, friends, these friends of the bridegroom. That's what we look for when we go and try and preach. These characters that they seem to hang on the word sometimes. They're such as can say, I'm not what I would be, but I'm not what I once was by God's love. Friends, has it got right in and spoilt you to the things of this world? You say, you know, when the Lord began with me, I was thinking about it. He began to put a love in my heart to the truth. And that seems to sum up my thoughts. Friends, give me Christ or else I die. It's this dominion, this power, this truth, friends, it gets right in. If we're called by God's grace. And it's a wonderful truth. Now, it's the friends of the bride. I want to know just quickly, I must leave it shortly. What a sweet part it is. I don't think I've ever really preached from it so much. But the friend of the bridegroom. Well, what does it mean to you and to me? Well, friend, let me notice really it speaks of what the Lord is to his dear people. But then something else that I want to notice. When the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him. I think it was years ago. There was a particular account of the Lord's wondrous goodness. In the word of his grace. But I must come to my thoughts quickly. Because of the bridegroom's voice. Well, it seems as if this is another part, really, that is spoken of here concerning the Lord and his people. Let me look at it quickly. Are we brought to be friends of the bridegroom? Say, well, what a wonder that is that he should love such as have sinned against him, turned against him too. But he brings them back, you know. I've said they're put on his shoulders. But friends, they're loved by love divine. You get a little touch of that, it'll put you in the church. I speak carefully. A little touch of this love, friends, it overwhelms it. It crowds out this poor world. And it gives a sweetness that is according to the greatness of God in Christ, what he is. The glorious person. Emmanuel, God with us, the bride and the groom, sweetly made known in a few verses, and the friend, maybe those that are gleaning among the sheaves, those that their I can come in, I'll leave it shortly. Come in, they're my best friends, my kindred dwell. There God, my Saviour reigns. I can't put it in anyone's heart, but friends, the Lord does. And he brings these characters to own him and to bless him too, and sing the sweet praises of his grace. There's much that could be said, but I'll read the text. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. That's what we want to know more of. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled, said John the Baptist. He must increase, I must decrease. I leave it there. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Robert Field is engaged to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Graham Cottingham next Lord's Day. Our closing hymn is 736. 736. Show me some token, Lord, for good, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God, and that my treasure is above. Hymn 736.
Thank you.
forgive all amiss and everything and is of ourselves. Bless thy word abundantly today. Lord, begin with me. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.